would-be author chooses to self-publish a book, marketing and promotion are key issues to address. Ann Arbor, Michigan-based Borders Group, which operates stores under the Borders and Walden Books names, works with self-published titles through its new vendor acquisitions department. Coordinator Lori McBride says the department receives about 200 submissions a week from authors and publishers. She explains how important it is for them to see a marketing and promotion plan from Small Press. Dan Amzalag is president and founder of Rockville, Maryland-based ProAce International, a diversified entrepreneurial company that provides publishing services.
Writing the book is the easy part. Getting it published, getting it out there is the most strenuous, long, difficult task to do because you're dealing with people every single day.
Now, Amzalag recently published a book he authored, The American Dream, How Do You Start or Buy a Business with None of Your Own Cash. Dan says one of the reasons he chose self-publishing was in order to have control over the marketing of his book, and says of the large publishing houses,
they claim that they could actually, you know, they send 10,000 press releases. But I've done the research myself, send your business-related book to a radio talk station that talk about health. It's unrelated. So they send those press releases, and they don't do anything about it because they don't have just one author. They have many other authors that they have to deal with. So if, after 6 months, your book doesn't pick up, it's left out. And they keep the copyrights. So if it doesn't catch, you better go write another book.
Amzalag echoes McBride and Healy's views about letting the media know that your book is out there, but goes on to say that your work isn't finished once the last press release is sent out.
You have to do follow-up calls and follow-up.
You just can't place one phone call and then all of a sudden you're on, or you don't send one press release?
Of course not. I've sent over 900 press releases, and I had maybe like 8 or 9 interviews on the phone, you know, from different radio stations in Indiana, in Georgia, in Texas. It's all about how the person are interested in a specific subject that you're actually sending. I mean, a lot of different broadcasters will say, well, you know, maybe this week we're not going to take care of it. Maybe like in a month, that might be a great interest for us to talk about entrepreneurs of the 21st century. Then we'll be able to cover his book. But for the moment, no. So for a good 2 months, you might not hear anything about those people that you send the press releases. And this is what you have to call them to say, yeah, send you a press release. Did you receive it? I just want to make sure. Thank you very much. Call me whenever you are interested. But then you don't wait for their call. You call again.
Harris Healy says it's tough to say how many titles come through Logos Bookstore, but about 4 to 6 self-published authors a year minimum have come in to make their case. And Healy says that when the author makes their pitch in person, there's more of a chance that they'll pick up the book, especially if it's on consignment, it looks pretty well produced, and it's a topic they think will move. And is there any time limit for keeping shelves stocked with self-published books and prominently displayed in a store?
In terms of display, I do put limits on, yes. In terms of how long I will shelve them in the store, that really depends on the arrangement with the author publisher. If it's on consignment, I'll keep it longer. If a bill is expected to be paid, then I return the books, if the book's not moving.
Now, Borders actually has a number Small Press can call to reach a pre-recorded message outlining guidelines on submitting material at 734-477-1333. Dan Amzalag's book for would-be entrepreneurs, The American Dream, sells online at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, as well as his website, ProAce at ProAceIntl.com. I'm Erickson Blakeney, Bloomberg Radio.